this Friday edition of Me, You, Us, a well-being podcast. I'm your host, Bill Krieger, and today my guest is Brian Stevens. He's a supply chain support specialist here at Consumers Energy. Brian, if you'll introduce yourself, we'll get the conversation started.
Well, hi there. I'm so happy to be here this morning. I thank you for asking me to join you on a podcast. I'm new to this, so this will be my first podcast. But my name is Brian Stevens, and as you said, I am an issue resolution specialist in supply chain. We're basically on the front line fielding various cases. The supply chain, whether it's from suppliers, whether it is from buyers who create the POs, service buyers and material buyers, anything from the storekeepers that we deal with. And we are learning all of this since we started and went live in March. We've reorganized the supply chain and we are still in the middle of it. We've got three waves, I think, out of five completed, but it is amazing what has happened and how many people are absolutely loving this, because we're standardizing things and making it easier and making it organized, and you know, things are just looking up. I absolutely love my role because I was in the supply chain IT contracts team. I was hired on 4 years ago by Kirk Prindle, who was here. They wanted an attorney for this role because an attorney would have had experience on the bar exam with contracts and had a little more knowledge of that. And that is fortunately how I got in after interviewing several times for other jobs or not getting interviews. Took me a while to get in the door. But my husband is retired from Consumers Energy after 36 years with the company. He started when he was 19 in the mailroom and ended up in gas control over at Parnell in an underground bunker. So I thought having family, his father, his mother, his stepmother, and his sister, who still works at Consumers, I thought I would get in really easily, but nope, it took me 4 years.
I'll tell you, Brian, we're glad to have you. Every time I talk with someone now, it just seems like an exciting time to be here at Consumers Energy. You were talking about the changes in supply chain and kind of how you're enjoying what you're doing. So it's great to have you here, especially during these exciting times. Just so the audience knows, Brian, I first heard you talk during PACE, which is the Pride Alliance of Consumers Energy, one of our employee resource groups here at Consumers. And they had an event to celebrate National Coming Out Day. And I heard you talk there and was really inspired by your story. So I would like for you to share with the audience, you know, what it's been like for you as a gay man before coming out. And then what was it like after coming out?
Well, I'm 53 years old. And so I've lived a little bit longer than a lot of these younger guys that are in PACE, but I still hear the same stories from people today about trying to come out or hiding. And it's sad to me that it's the same as when I was growing up. I'm from Arkansas, born and raised, Southern Baptist family, and it was hard, because I've known pretty much my whole life that I was gay, and I couldn't come out, because, you know, God knows the views of everyone was that, you know, I'm going to hell, basically. And so I hid it for a long time, and I went to a Baptist college in Arkansas, and I decided my junior year to try to come out to a couple of friends, and surprisingly, one or two supported me, and several of them completely didn't, and thought I needed help and to change. And it was just so disconcerting. But fortunately, you know, I graduated. I got out of Arkansas. I moved to Nashville, which is a big city in my opinion, and worked at Opryland there as a performer. And there were a lot of other gay guys in the shows, and it was like I felt home for once, and I was able to come out. My dad had asked me in college, and I denied it because I was afraid of his reaction. But he did tell me, he's like, you know, if you had told me you were, he said, just a second, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Take your time.
He said, I would have accepted it, maybe, but I wouldn't have approved just because of my beliefs. He said, but I wouldn't stop loving you because you're my son. And I wish at that point that I had told him, because then it would have just been out and I wouldn't have had to stress about it so much. But I got a job working on cruise ships after Opryland, and he came on my first ship and we took a walk on the beach. And I just told him, I said, look, I've got to tell you, I am gay. He said, you know, I knew that. He said, you weren't ready to tell me. He said the reason that he was so concerned about it, he was relieved that I said I was not gay, because he thought it would be a very difficult life for me, being raised how he was and where he was, not being accepted, being shunned, having to hide. And, you know, it was all out of concern. He said, but I still love you. You're my son. And so it was a relief. And it wasn't until 10 years later that I told my mom, because I just couldn't. And my mom had that Christian, you know, staunch religion. She had that reaction, which we just still just don't talk about it. She's my mom. When I visit, we don't talk about it. She does not accept it. But coming out, you know, it was a relief to me. But in the workforce, early on, I felt like I had to hide it. But at Consumers, when I came here, this is absolutely the first job I've ever had that actually encouraged people to bring their whole selves to work. I'd never heard of that concept, and that I would be protected because of it. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to be me, and I can finally just, you know, be myself and not be afraid of it, because I'm 53 years old. God knows I don't have to explain anything to anybody, but I'm so grateful that Consumers is like that. And they made me feel so comfortable because I hid for so long in so many situations.
So, Brian, I want to, you know, one thing I hear frequently, especially when people are talking about coming out, is how brave of you to do this. You know, I really applaud your bravery. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, why should somebody have to be brave in order to be who they are? So what do you think about that?
You're exactly right. At, you know, in 2020, almost 2021, for anyone to not have the same rights to love who they want and be who they are and not worry about chastisement and all the stigma that comes with something that shouldn't have a stigma attached to it, it makes no sense to me. And it won't. It will not make sense to me ever. But the thing is, it doesn't seem to be going away. There are so many people that are still the same way. They have the same views toward the LGBTQ community. And to me, it's like I look at other groups like women, you know, fighting for their rights. I see the struggle that they went through and still go through. You know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing. I completely get it. I didn't understand it at first, but because I thought, don't all lives matter? But then I finally got it. It sunk in, and the light bulb came on. All the struggles they've been through for many more years than our community has. I don't know how to change it except to educate people. And Consumers is one of the companies, and there's a lot of huge companies out there that are making the workplace a welcoming environment and educating people about everything from women's rights to disabled veterans, to the LGBT community, and welcoming and treating them as equal and as just simply as human beings. It's just not, to me, it's not fair or it's not right that the stigma is still there, because we shouldn't have that now. But we're fighting to change it. But it is wrong. That's what I think about it.
Well, and I would agree with you. And something else you said is that, you know, Consumers Energy was the first place that you had ever heard bring your whole self to work. And I never really thought about that concept until, you know, recently, that, you know, for me, bringing my whole self to work means that I have pictures of my family on my desk. It means that when I go to a function, that I bring my spouse with me to that function, and no one questions it. No one says anything. But I know that if I reflect on the past and other places that I have been, I know that some of my friends and coworkers felt that they couldn't do that because they, you know, identified in the LGBTQ plus community. So what are your thoughts on that? How did that impact you?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because when I moved here in 2008 for law school, I was in a new place. Nobody knew me. And it was amazing, because at that point I decided, you know, I am old enough, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I swear my 40s were my favorite years, because I came here to law school. I did a little bit of a midlife crisis in there, throw that in, but it was amazing, because I was like, I'm going to be myself, and I can be until someone proves that I can't or makes me uncomfortable. But all the students at my law school were fantastic with me. They loved it. But when I got to Consumers and I got my little cubicle, I moved in and I saw everyone had pictures of their family. I'm like, you know, by God, I'm going to do the same thing. And because I'm comfortable in my own skin. And I had a big picture of my husband and me, our wedding picture, all the kids, the grandkids, and people would come by and it's like, oh my gosh, is this your family? I'm like, yeah. And some of them didn't know I was gay at first, but I was so proud at that point to say, this is my husband. And these are our kids, because my husband had 3 kids and now we have 4 grandkids. And to see their, I don't know, a little bit of trepidation at first, but then they kind of loosen up that face and they're more like, you know, you're just like everybody else. You love your family, you have a great family. And so I kind of put it on display almost too much. I probably had 100 pictures up. And the picture of my husband and I was sitting on top of the cabinet, so everyone could see it if they looked over all the cubicles too. And but it was nice to be able to do that. And with my husband having worked at Consumers and stayed in the closet for so long, when we were going to get married, and he's the one who wanted to just be himself finally. And we put it in the Lansing State Journal. We had a wedding announcement with picture, and then everybody all of a sudden knew, and he didn't care. He's been in a couple of things, videos with me, for Consumers. We did a safety video and things like that. And it was nice to see him relax. But of course, he retired soon after that, so he didn't care.
So I do want to ask, though, you know, we talk a lot about safety and we talk a lot about personal well-being and care and self-care. How does it impact you when you can't be your whole self? You know, how does that impact your personal well-being? And then what's the change when you're actually finally able to bring those pictures out and celebrate who you are and celebrate your family, just like everyone else does?
Well, it's before I was comfortable doing that, you know, the suppression of all that, just, it was horrible. It's like, why can they do that? And I'm afraid to do that. I've never really been afraid of anything, first of all. I was born a fearless person, and sometimes I just do crap that is, Brian, don't do that. Don't walk into that pack of wild dogs and try to pet them, you know? But once I saw that, I went to a PACE meeting near the beginning of when I first was hired, and just to see what it was. And I thought it was like, okay, these are like little fraternities or something. I didn't know. But there was a panel discussion with one of my friends she's really a big, she's an executive over in at Parnell, Holly Bowers, and
Dan Malone.
That's when I learned about how consumers had been working so hard to get same-sex benefits and to give equal treatment to people and let them be themselves. And to see these people who were straight friends of mine do that only because that they said it's because it's the right thing to do just blew my mind. And I was just thrilled, you know, just thrilled. And I put those pictures up. I brought a box to work with pictures in it, and I didn't have to be afraid anymore. And I had coworkers in my own team who were members of PACE and had gay relatives. And finally, it was like, God, it's freeing. It's very cathartic too, to have let all that suppression you've held for so long rush out and just not, you don't care anymore because your company, and God, this company, I can't say enough about it. Your company cares about absolutely every one of its employees. And you said safety and well-being. Love it. I love that the company cares that much. People think, yeah, sure, it's a company and the big wigs in the company, they're all just talk bullcrap. Bullcrap. Let them watch a few of the Patty Poppy videos and see her sincerity and see her create them almost on the spot, because she was creating them regularly in the beginning of this COVID thing, and just so natural and emotional and raw. And you can't look at those and think she does not care. She does. Everyone cares. And I love it. I love this company.
As do I. I'm entering my 27th year here, just so you know. This was my first real job after 10 years in the Navy. And I found my family here, and I've been here ever since. And it is that family caring atmosphere that allows us to bring our whole selves to work. And, you know, I appreciate you bringing out those stories because some of this I haven't heard before. So it's just amazing. As we kind of start to wind down the podcast, though, I did want to ask you, Brian, is there anything else you wanted to share with the audience?
You know, after I left Opryland in 1989 as a performer there, I did, like I said, I went on cruise ships. I worked as an entertainer on cruise ships for 20 years. I traveled the world. I got to see the world and get paid to do it instead of having to pay. And people ask me all the time, why would you leave that when you're getting room and board and, you know, getting to see the world? It's like, in my heart, I longed for the quote unquote normal life, which was 8 to 5, getting home at 6, having dinner with your spouse and your family. And I didn't know if I'd find it, but that's why I decided, let's get a normal job, become an attorney. And so I did that, but I met my husband my last year of law school, and to actually fall in love with someone for the first time and get married, have that. And then I had exactly what I wanted. When I got this job, it was 8 to 5. And I don't know why I longed for that. I left this exciting traveling life, and I've got that. And that's kind of like my take home for everyone. It's like, if you want something, just do it. Leave whatever you're doing if you're not happy. Go find exactly what's going to make you happy. Find a job that you're going to love going to work to, and you won't work a day in your life because you'll love it. So don't just stay. You can't just stay put. And it was hard for me to leave that life because it was easy. But don't stay put. Keep moving. Find what makes you happy, and you're going to be so much more happier than you can ever imagine. That's basically what I'd like to say to everybody. I'm proud of everyone in PACE who did speak and tell their stories on the National Coming Out Day, because That was a very emotional experience. You were in on it. You heard it.
Yes.
And I knew some of those people that had never uttered those words or come out. And they were coming out basically right there. And it was raw hearing everyone's stories and the struggles. But it's such a supportive group. I have actually applied to be on the steering committee of it because I want to be more involved. I'm hoping I get in. So, but anyone can be a member as well. You know, there are allies. You don't have to be LGBTQ. Just be an ally. But thank you for letting me do this today because it means the world to me.
Well, Brian, I wanted to say thank you for coming on here and sharing your story. So that others can hear and see the good that comes from bringing our whole selves to work and working with people who give us that ability. So thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with me today. I truly appreciate it.
And it was my pleasure today. I thank you for reaching out and asking me to do that after hearing me on the coming out day thing, because I didn't expect that. And I'm very touched and honored to do it. So thank you, and it was very nice meeting you. I hope to meet you in person soon.
And thank you to the audience for tuning in as well. And please be sure and listen next week as we talk about the things that impact your well-being.